Praise God, lovely people of God. Today we are starting a new episode that has been titled Understanding the Christian Walk of Faith on our podcast Alone with Jesus. I trust you are a blessing when you are done listening. The Christian walk of faith is a walk that requires an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus. Bible says in the book of John, it says that for without me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, Jesus said that I am the true vine, and without me, you can do nothing. If he is a true vine and without him, we can do nothing, then there is a need for us to be close to him, to be connected to him. How do we get connected to him? We get connected to him by developing an intimate relationship with him. Developing an intimate relationship with him that nothing can break it, that nothing can separate it. Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 8, that what then shall separate us from the love of God? What then shall separate us from this fellowship we have with him? Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. So there is a relationship you develop with Jesus that nothing, not poverty, not sickness, not shame, not disgrace, not perils, not nakedness, nothing can separate that relationship. And that relationship is possible for you to attain. But one thing we remind ourselves of is the fact that it is not going to come because we just desire it, but it's going to come because we are making a conscious effort to develop that relationship we have with the Lord Jesus. And Alone with Jesus seeks to do that, to create a hunger in your spirit that no material thing can quench, to create a hunger in your spirit that nothing can be able to quench it in this world except that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus. And today we are looking at the first phase of the Christian walk of faith that has to do with the calling and commissioning. In Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Come, follow me. The come is a calling. He called a people that lived in darkness when they saw the great light, and he said to them, "Come." He saw Peter, a fisherman. He said to him, "Come." He saw Matthew, a tax collector. He said to him, "Come." He saw all the disciples who were doing various kinds of things, and he said to them, "Come." He called us from a system of the world. He called us from a corrupt system. He called them from a system of wickedness and nakedness. He called them from a system of darkness and brought them into a system of light. Bible says that for them that he foreknew, he also called that they may be conformed to the image of the Son. So he didn't call us from the kingdom of darkness to come and sit in the house of God doing nothing. He didn't call us from a system of this world to come and be Christians and be idle, but he called us and commissioned us. And what was the commissioning? The commissioning was that, "Follow me and I will make you." So we have been called from sickness. We have been called from darkness. We have been called from shame. We have been called from disgrace. We have been called from our various backgrounds of demonic world, our various backgrounds of darkness, into a system and a kingdom of light. However, when he called us, he commissioned us. What was the commission? The commission was to follow him. So we have not come into a kingdom to do what pleases us. We have not come into a kingdom to relax and to do things of our own accord. Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 that I have been crucified with this Jesus, and the life that which I live now, nevertheless, it is not I, but it is Christ that lives in me. This is a man that accepted the call of God. And when he was called, he understood that the life that he now lives, it is not a life of his own, but a commissioning to live and to follow the Lord Jesus. I want to ask you, people of God, today, that look into your life, consider your life. Yes, you have been called because you are born again. But are you following after Jesus? Are you doing what pleases him? Are you living a life to glorify his name? That is how we follow him. When you are following somebody, you give up your ideas, you give up your aspiration, you give up your visions in life, and you pursue the cause of the one you are following. So once we accept the call, then the commission is there. Come, follow me. So we accept the call. The commission is that we follow this Jesus. And as we follow him, we let go of our ego. We let go of our pride. We let go of our dreams. And we pick up the cross and we follow him. Jesus said that if any man will come after me, if any man will accept this call and will come after me, he must deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. The first episode, as we said, we are talking about the calling and the commissioning. The calling and the commissioning. We cannot walk this Christian walk of faith with understanding. We cannot walk this walk of faith and please the Lord until we have understood that the first phase of the Christian walk of faith has to do with a calling, and not just a calling to come and be calling ourselves Christian. He didn't just call us to tag us with the name of being followers of Christ or Christian, but he called us so that we will actually follow him. He called us that we will pick up our cross and follow him. But before we pick up our cross and follow him, there is something very important that he said. He said that if any man will come after me, that man must deny himself. If any man will come after me, that man must know that yes, there is a cause, there is a reason for which I have called him, and that reason at all costs must be fulfilled. And if that reason must be fulfilled for calling him, then that person must understand and know that in this walk of faith, you cannot continue unless you have denied yourself. People of God, there is a charge to keep that Christ has given us, and that charge is to follow him. That charge is to live a life that pleases him. That charge is to take our steps and walk after him daily. Pick up your cross daily. So on a daily basis, we follow after this Jesus. On a daily basis, we establish a relationship with him. On a daily basis, we do all these things by praying, by reading our Bible, by doing the things which he has asked us to do. Hallelujah. When he called them and he said, follow me, he began to teach them great and wondrous things. He began to open their eyes to so many things. If only we would understand that this walk of faith has to do with a calling and a commission to follow the Lord Jesus, there are a lot of things we will let go and let Christ have his way in our lives. I hope you are being blessed today. It is my prayer that we will understand that we have not just been called into the Christian faith, but we have been commissioned to pick up our cross and to follow this Jesus. We have been commissioned to forget about the things that are in this world and look at this man who was crucified on the cross for our sake. We have been called not just to come and sit down and call ourselves Christians, but also to pick up our cross and to say that we let go of everything and we follow after this Jesus. Child of God, let nothing stop you from obeying this commission. You have been called, and so you are born again. Follow this Jesus. Maybe you are listening to this podcast and you are not born again, but everything happening around you is an indication that there is a voice that is calling you. Every material thing around you has developed a voice and is calling you, that Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. You heard that voice when you escaped that accident. You heard that voice when that calamity did not come upon you. You heard that voice when you were healed of that sickness miraculously. It is a voice of Jesus calling you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anybody will hear me, I will come in and dine with him. That is the call. Hear his voice and do what he is asking you to do. Respond to the call. And when you respond to the call, you deny yourself of everything. Pick up your cross and follow this Jesus. There is one assurance I can give you, that nobody has ever in their lives followed after this Jesus and regretted. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, that as many as believed in him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. However, in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, he said, but as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So when he calls you, he gives you the power to become a son of God. However, as you follow after him, So when he said come, he said we should follow. So when you are coming, when you accept the call, he gives you the power to become a son of God. But in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, he says, but as many as are led, as we follow him, he leads us. So as many as are led, as many as are led, they are the sons of God. It didn't say they become the sons of God, but they are actually the sons of God. You have not become a son until you follow after Jesus. Your life is not your own until you follow after Jesus. He has called you and he has given you the power to be conformed to his image. He has given you the power to become that which you want to be in life. However, for as many as are led, as many as are willingly deciding to follow after this Jesus, they are the sons of God. They become what God has commissioned them to become. God bless you so much for spending time with us today. In our next episode on the call and the commission, what we are going to do is that we are going to talk about just one thing. If he has called us, then there is a reason for the call. And if there is a reason for the call, we must understand why he has called us. The Lord bless you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you. Until we meet next week and talk about why he has called you and who actually has called you. When somebody calls you, you need to understand who is calling you and why he's calling you. You know the call, you know the commission, but do you know who he's calling? How well do you know him? And do you know why he's calling you? Let's meet next week on this podcast as we go deeper in our relationship with Jesus. The Lord bless you. Amen.